crumbling brickwork higher up. Ryan had the Sig Sauer ready, but he could see immediately that the place was empty. JB arrived less than 15 minutes later, limping slightly after having twisted an ankle breaking through the grove of willows.
Crazy sons of bitches. Dark night. Ankle's painful.
Is it broken?
JB sat on the floor and cautiously moved his foot backward and forth.
No. Bit of a sprain, though.
He took off his glasses and tried to clean them, shaking his head in disgust.
Damn chemstorm soaked me through.
It helped us, though.
Yeah, guess it did.
Traitor?
The armorer stood, flexing his ankle.
Saw him ahead of me, close by you.
I saw him as well. Looked to me like the old man was having the time of his life.
Yeah, maybe the last time of his life. I lost sight of him near that stream.
Ryan went and peered outside into the still night.
Nothing stirring.
JB joined him.
Then we wait. What do you make it?
Ryan angled his cron toward the faint beams of moonlight that still filtered into the ruined tower.
It's a little after 3. 8 minutes past.
How long are we gonna wait for him?
Dawn, I reckon. That street gang was so jolt-crazed that they might decide to come after us again at first light. Wouldn't want to hang around any longer than that.
Think Trader will make it here?
Ryan steepled his fingers, resting his chin on them.
Who knows, JB? Who knows? Years ago, we both have backed Trader to run naked through an army of stickies and come out the other end without a scratch.
Not now, Ryan.
No, not now. Sure, the old man's still tough. Look at Abe's stories about him. Taking out that entire posse in the night to rescue him.
If we wait for dawn, you think Abe might come looking for us?
Ryan hadn't really thought that one through.
Guess he might.
The little gunner was a few miles away from them, dozing in the back of the glass-lined hearse. When he'd seen the raging chemstorm moving across the center of the ville, he'd abandoned plans to sleep outside. The heart of the storm hadn't come that close, but the noise and light had spooked the animals. He'd gotten up twice to check that they were still secure, tightening the line between the trees and taking the extra precaution of putting hobbles on the horse's forelegs. There had been a few dashes of rain, streaking the polished glass, but there was little of the fury that Abe had watched over Seattle.
I hope those three get good and wet. Teach them to leave me on my own.
But now he was awake again, getting out of the back of the hearse to relieve himself. He unbuttoned and stared across country toward the ville, turning as one of the horses moved restlessly. Abe realized that he could actually see the line of horses, though they were still faint and indistinct.
Shit, a brick! It's close to dawn already, and they ain't back.
He finished urinating and did up his pants.
And Ryan said if dawn came on a third day, looks like it's me to the rescue again.
But not even Abe was convinced by his own tone of voice.
How much longer, Ryan?
Ryan was just outside the broken door to the big tower, his head tilted to one side, straining to listen.
I'm sure I heard dogs far off. Wonder if the gang's still out there, maybe hunting Traitor. Could be he's wounded.
Wouldn't want to be the one bent down to cut his throat. Even a dying Traitor would bite your face off and spit it in the dirt.
Ryan turned back.
Just a touch of light from the east. If we're gonna meet up with Abe, then we should move on. What was that?
What?
Both of them stood together with guns ready, staring into the blackness that lurked down the steep hill from their hiding place.
Someone coming.
JB was so close that their shoulders brushed.
Walking crooked.
Traitor?
We'll know soon enough.
Yo! Inside! Anyone there?
Yeah. We're both here, Traitor. You need a hand?
Need a couple of fresh legs, Ryan. Maybe a new set of lungs. And I admit, between you and me, that the old dick isn't quite as good as it used to be.
They went toward the voice, each putting an arm around Traitor, helping him into the shelter. Ryan felt a passing shock at how frail the old man seemed, more like a bundle of dried branches held together with whipcord.
Got a knife in the ribs, but it went shallow and long. Nothing serious touched. Bled some. Burns like fire. Another of the stoops missed me point-blank with a Kentucky musket. The flash blinded me, and the fuckhead broke the butt across my left thigh. Near broke my leg. And I fell in a bastard ditch and swallowed 5 gallons of gnat piss.
Apart from that, Mrs. Lincoln, what did you think of the play?
But Trader didn't laugh at Ryan's use of one of Doc's favorite jokes, preoccupied with his wounds and exhaustion.
Go outside, JB, and see if I was followed. I heard dogs. I reckon they might be trailing me. Hope to pick us all up at once.
The armorer eased himself through the gap in the shattered door. Ryan knelt by Trader.
You got your blaster?
Of course. Nearly right out of ammo for it, though. Your Sig Sauer fires 9mm rounds, don't it, Ryan? Pass me some spares.
Yeah, I got a full mag and about half a dozen more. Won't last long. JB's got a few rounds for the M4000. Not the best of blasters to use in a siege situation.
No nines?
Nope. Plenty up with Abe.
Then we best get back to the camp.
Could be that Abe's on his way.
As JB came back inside the tower, he overheard the last part of the conversation.
Hope so, because we got company coming.
Abe was pissed. Back at the farmhouse, there had been 4 of them to handle the harnessing of the quartet of jet-black mares for the hearse. Even then, it had proven difficult and complex. Now, alone, he was finding that trying to cope with 4 horses was close to impossible.
Stand still, you bastard!
The animals reacted against the blind anger in his voice, stamping nervously, backing away from the traces. One of the horses getting hooves tangled in the trailing harness, kicking out so hard it nearly broke one of the shafts.
Oh, for the sake of bleeding Christ, keep still!
The light was gathering with every wasted second, and he could see no hope of getting the rig ready for at least an hour. Abe shut his eyes and attempted the technique for calming himself that Christy had tried to teach him, slowing his breathing and counting backward from 20, trying to clear his mind and focus on a white-painted wall. Gradually, he felt self-control seeping back. Trader had often said that life came down to 2 choices, run or fight. With his injuries, running anywhere away from the water tower was out of the question, and the deteriorating ammo situation was making the prospect of a successful defensive fight of the ruined building seem increasingly remote. 30 or 40 of the ragged hunters spilled from the southeastern flank of the devastated ville, pursuing the trio of outlanders with the powerful weapons. There was also a pack of 8 or 9 lean mongrels, baying their eager hatred to be set free to harry their enemy. JB watched the approach of the posse from an upper window.
Should have brought the Uzi.
And the Steyr rifle. Anything to hold them off.
Trader sat on the floor, holding the gash in his ribs. They'd bandaged it with strips of rag, but he'd lost a significant amount of blood, and it was obviously hurting him. The twisted ankle had become stiffer and more painful, so that he could hardly hobble. He looked up at his 2 colleagues.
Man weeps over spilled milk, gets blinded by the tears.
No time for that shit. We can't hold them off for long, even if you have all the bullets for the Armalite. Unless they're triple stoop, they'll hear the noise and know we're down to 1 blaster.
Give them a shock for a while with a scatter gun if they break in.
It still means too many.
Easy.
Trader didn't look at either of them.
Easy.
How's that? Make it quick. We don't have a lot of time before we need to slow them down.
Sure, Ryan. Anything you say. You and JB grease it. Take the scatter gun and your Sig Sauer with some emergency rounds. I stay here with the Armalite and the rest of the ammo. I give you my word, I'll slow them some. Give you good time to break clear away.
No. Don't know what Ryan thinks, but I'm telling you that's my answer.
It's the only way, brothers.
Trader pulled himself upright, limping heavily toward the doorway.
No time to argue.
It's tempting, Trader, but I didn't travel halfway across the Deathlands to meet up with you again, just so I could leave you behind while I turn and run.
You always had a soft, weak streak, Ryan. You too, JB. Soft. Little girly soft. Both of you.
Shut up and start using that Armalite. And make them count.
At least 5 of the men in the gang lay sprawled and still in the opalescent light of early morning. The survivors had spread out across the hill, working their way closer to the tower, moving more slowly and cautiously after Trader had made good use of the last rounds of 9mm ammunition. Moving more slowly, but still moving.